And fire crews in Surrey will now be assisting ambulance crews with medical emergencies. Their job now also involves helping paramedics get into the homes of patients who are too ill to open the door. Now, it's part of a project aiming to make the best possible use of all the emergency services. Our reporter Claire Cowan has been to Leatherhead Fire Station to find out more.
What our role has been historically is always a rescue service, but what we're trying to do is help other agencies more. The police are now so busy trying to do certain more crime-based, and there is a budgetary cut on all services, so we're trying to be more focused. So we have a glorified toolbox. That's what the fire engine is. So we're sort of stepping into gaps and filling gaps. I'm Bob Welland-Gamble and I'm a group commander for Central for Surrey Fire and Rescue Service.
And just explain while we're here, what's happening now?
What we have is obviously we've got some hydraulic rescue equipment. What we use it for is predominantly for road traffic collisions, cutting roofs off of cars, spreading doors, etc. But what we have found out this year is because we've been asked by our partners to attend people locked in their premises and gain access, we've used the cutting tools to force doors and window frames on odd occasions when other tools won't do.
Okay, so your colleagues have just cranked up the machine.
So it's like a very large pair of scissors. What you heard there is the sound of the metal cutting and the jaws slicing through the door frame. And if we've got a door that we can't force with a, say, a crowbar or some form of hammer or screwdriver, sometimes we just have to use something that's a little bit more tough. And that's why the fire service now are doing this role. Police historically did it, but of course they don't carry breaking in tools.
Okay, Bob, so we've seen how your equipment can help you gain access to people's houses in an emergency to help out with your colleagues over at the ambulance service. And now we get to see one of the public access boxes as well. So on the front of Leatherhead Fire Station here, bright lime green box, metal box with a big keypad locked handle on and some pretty clear instructions on the front. It says defibrillator to open in an emergency, call 999, keep calm, follow instructions.
As you can imagine, your heart is just like a muscle, goes in and out, it's pumping blood around. Sometimes people have a heart attack, obviously you end up with some problems with that, and sometimes it just needs a little electrical shock to keep it going. The thing with a defib is if you've got rhythm, as in it's working, it won't shock anyway, so it's perfectly safe, they're foolproof. We've also got defibs on every frontline fire appliance, and what I mean by that is the fire engines that you would see in the streets.
And many people will have seen in casualty and the programs like that where you put the pads on the person's chest, yeah. And then the machine sort of cranks up and then it gives the shock.
Yeah, it basically stores a charge and then just gives you electrical shock. And I could put it on my chest or yours and it would make no difference. It wouldn't work because we are, so to speak, in rhythm and working.
But it could, if we were having a problem, this could be the difference. And statistically, using one of these helps save lives, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And as I said at the very beginning, the key thing for the Surrey Fire and Rescue is we only have one mission now, and that is to save life.